U.S. Senator Mark Pryor is involved in an already hotly contested re-election campaign for next year. That's without an announced opponent in either the Democratic primary or the general election. What does he think is around the corner? Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently caught up with the state's senior senator to find out.
You have no opponent. It's 18 months out. You are already running as if you have an opponent. What are you budgeting for this campaign?
Oh, I don't even want to think about it, but I think we're going to have to raise more than $10 million to run this race. Unfortunately, I tell you, we live in this Citizens United world right now after the U.S. Supreme Court made their decision. There's two things that came through in Citizens United, two things you never want to see in politics. It's secret money and it's unlimited money, and that's what we have. And so you see these outside groups coming in and spending all this money, not just in Arkansas, they're spending it all over the country, and it's really not good. Not good for the system. It's all negative, and it's just not good.
This this ad that you have countered some of this messaging with, you're spending about $30,000 is my understanding of how much. That's no match for $700,000, which is what the other two ads are spending. How do you counter that message?
Well, you know, of course, part of their strategy is to just spend, and make us run out of money. And so we're not going to do that. We're going to be smart about it. And I'll tell you, I think people in this state are smart. They get it. They understand. And the fact that, you know, you have the mayor of New York City trying to tell us what to do on guns is almost laughable with a lot of people.
But with a former state Democratic official in there.
Yeah. You mean someone who used to work for the state party?
Correct.
On the
Angela
Barnes. Yeah, sure.
Bradford there.
And I have a lot of respect for her. But the problem is that the ad that he's running would have done nothing to prevent Bill Guatney's death. It had nothing to do with that. The person who came in and killed Chairman, former Senator Guatney, did not buy it at a gun show. Mm-hmm. There's no connection to the Bloomberg bill at all.
Obviously, lots of speculation that Tom Cotton may be your Republican challenger. Do you think Tom Cotton's going to be your opponent?
I don't know. You know, he says, I read in the paper like you do, he says he hasn't made up his mind and he won't make a decision until maybe the summer or even early fall. So I don't know. We'll see. You know, I'm on every endangered species list in Washington, and that's fine because, you know, when I ran in 02, they said I couldn't win. I won. I ran in 08, said I couldn't win. I won.
Well, you were unopposed in 08.
Well,
you
early on, we didn't know that. Right. I mean, it was kind of like right now. It looked you know, like a really hard race.
Do you expect a primary challenger? This week in Politico, State Senator Joyce Elliott, African-American state senator, former Senate Majority Leader, said there are many African-Americans who are quite bothered by some of the votes that Senator Pryor has taken. I've had a lot of conversations with African-Americans who just don't even want to talk about it, who say, maybe I just won't vote. Do you sense that you have some problems with your Democratic base, particularly with African-American voters?
You know, I'm very sensitive to that. I don't think I do. I continue to meet with people, talk with people all the time of all races, all ages, all sections of the state. I constantly meet with people, talk to them. And actually, I feel pretty good about where I am, really around the state with every voting segment.
Why would she say that?
Well, I think there has been some frustration around that gun vote in particular. And I understand that, I really do. But once I have a chance to explain that we had another vote, see, most people don't even know that. Once I'm able to explain that we had another vote on Grassley, and when you go through there, they're like, well, I would have voted for that too. Once they know the facts, they feel a little bit differently about
Immigration's the next big D.C. debate here. You voted no on the Bush immigration bill several years ago. Biggest reason cited was that there's no amnesty to close the gate. Do you think there should be a path for citizenship for illegal aliens?
Well,
in this country?
Here's the deal. That bill just came out of the Senate committee last week, and it's going to be on the floor in about a week. So in about 10 days or so, we're going to start this debate in earnest on the Senate floor. On that bill, you have 8 senators, 4 Democrats, 4 Republicans who've come together to try to do comprehensive reform. I think the answer to your question is, I want to look at everything they've done. It came out of the committee with 100 amendments on it. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to sort that out right now to get the right bill so we understand what's there. But the truth is, I would like to support immigration reform. We should have done this 10 years ago. But we've never been able to pull it all together. So I want to support what they're doing. But until I have a chance to analyze it and then, of course, know what amendments happen on the Senate floor, I can't say yes yet on final passage, but I would like to support.
Yes or no, a path to citizenship for illegal aliens?
Well, I think what we would do there is if it's like they had it structured before, you know, in the draft bill, I think I can support that.
That was U.S. Senator Mark Pryor, who recently spoke with Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas. Support for Talk Business Arkansas and Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law. providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.